This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
how about a hand for letter writing? Over the years, I've lost the fine art of letter writing. I'm reminded of this every time my friend Mary sends me one of her gorgeous handwritten letters. Mary writes in beautiful cursive. If you went to Catholic grade school back in the day, you'd recognize her penmanship immediately. It's the Palmer method. It's the style of writing the nuns forced us to practice over and over and over. Excellent penmanship was considered a must in those hallowed days. Mary's handwriting looks like a work of art, really. The scribes, toiling away in the monasteries of the Middle Ages, would have loved her lettering. There's my name and address written in that singular style. It's as though Mary has teleported to my doorstep with a big, "Grover, my dear Philly friend, how are you?" Though not a word is spoken, not a sound made, it's all in that indelible handwriting, and it's a marvel. Looking at her flowing penmanship sparks flashbacks for me. Standing before me now is Sister George Elizabeth, my third-grade nun. She's looming over me in her black tunic with the giant, bright white habit under her chin. I used to think it was for catching food, like a humongous napkin. Anyway, there she is, giving me the old stink eye. You see, I'm a lefty. In the late 50s, that was a no-no. And if that's how you swung, you got that special stare. You know, the Bible admonished the faithful to not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Well, that's all some folks needed to crack a few left-handed knuckles. Fortunately, Sister George just scowled, but she never forced me to turn right. But as I grew older, I came to appreciate how special it is to be left-handed. Dig this. Studies show that left-handers are more creative than right-handed people. Okay, that might be because we had to find creative ways to live in a right-handed world. But it's still special, dang it. Yes, we're also accident-prone, but that's only because we're always negotiating around objects and devices designed for righties. On the other hand, six. Hear it? Six of the last nine presidents were southpaws, including Ronald Reagan, a right-wing conservative. And let's not forget President James Garfield in the 19th century, who could write in Latin and Greek simultaneously with both hands. For years, I was a coveted member of the Left-Handed League, an unofficial club formed by my friend, the late comic actor and magician Harry Anderson, who was entirely left. Handed, footed, eyed. Harry had drawn the title from a Sherlock Holmes episode, and it was a source of pride to be a member. That said, it really doesn't matter so much whether any of us is left or right-handed. Most of us write like piano players, on a keyboard, with both hands, and in my case, two fingers. As a writer and storyteller, I type a lot. So does my friend Mary. She's a published author and columnist. But unlike me, Mary makes a point of taking pen in hand to write her dear friends. And we all feel dear when we receive her letters. Mary has inspired me to write her a handwritten letter. I guess it's the thought that counts because I never aced the Palmer method like she did. My handwriting tends to change. Sometimes it's presentable, and other times it looks like a chimp's best effort. Of course, imagine a medieval scribe curling his gnarly fingers around an old feathered quill in a damp, dimly lit room. Think about the ink dipping and dripping on roughly hewn parchment day in and day out. Think of the hours spent on one elaborate letter and messing up, only to have to start over. I love to receive a handwritten letter every now and then, especially from a modern-day scribe like my friend, Mary.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.